Everybody on? Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197, and it is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, pleasure to have you in the studio once again.
Josh, only just made it to the studio. I had to hack and slash my way
here. You find the place okay? You go through the follow the trail of destruction? That is due to the hashtag B&E Brisbane Storm.
Hey, Indooroopilly, the suburb of the sideways foliage.
Oh, isn't it just?
I'm worried we're going to start developing some horizontal koalas.
I really hope not.
A subspecies lives entirely on the ground.
A bunch of limboing koalas. Oh, sure, they're good on a cruise ship, but in real life, absolute nightmare.
They're scratching their head, mate. They're like, hang on a tick, normally I have to climb for these sort of leaves.
Well, here they are, right in my backyard.
We're developing lazy koalas. We need to get the trees back up and erect.
One storm at a time, Zach. I mean, the trail of devastation. I mean, just up the road there was a guy with a big, a complete 6-foot brick fence completely gone.
Well, to be fair, he's demolishing.
He actually hadn't made it yet. The pallets, the bricks were still in the pallets that they were delivered in, and they remain.
Nothing to do with the storm.
But still, I mean, the destruction.
Josh, I don't know if you've ever heard of a storm suing someone for slander, but I don't want to take that risk, to be honest.
No, I'd hate that.
So I got to correct you. The storm didn't knock down the wall. No, let's not be silly.
Let's just keep it on the up and up, as they say, here on the Josh and Zachary Show. But Zach, I mean, the devastation that is right in our backyard, just around the studio itself. I mean, I feel very bad for the person that was broadcasting at the 5 o'clock hour. Who knows what that show might have been, but they would have walked into the studio thinking, I mean, we all know that the storm hit, Tuesday or Wednesday? And it was, just kind of blindsided us completely. And like I said, the person on the 5 o'clock hour would have walked in, marched in, having a great show, you know, and he would have looked outside and hang on a sec, there's foliage everywhere. I don't know what the hell's going. Koalas are limboing left, right, and center.
Chaos.
Absolute chaos, mate. I mean, we've got so much stuff to talk about too, which is good. I mean, so we're going to cheer these people up and the people helping out with the storm. I mean, thank you very much.
I'm sure that's just what the people of Brisbane who have no windows left, home to call their own. Oh, it's all right, though. The Josh and Zachary show's on. They'll cheer us up. They'll make us forget our worries.
Listen to the Josh and Zachary show. See what they're up to.
Like, I think the show's not too bad, Josh, but I don't think it's the cure.
You don't think it's a cure-all for everything? Natural disaster? I mean, like I said,
if it was, we'd be huge in Haiti by now.
I mean, the devastation.
We've not gotten the call up.
Maybe one day, mate. But like I said, you are listening to the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197. We'll turn those frowns upside down straight after this. Akon, that nana, Zach.
If you got gum in your pocket, we're probably the cure for that.
You listen to the Josh and Zach Show. You'll be straight back after this. They can't see. Akon, that na-na on Josh and Zachary's show, Switch 1197, is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, I mean, I don't know about you, I didn't think Akon was that big a fan of bananas to dedicate an entire song of them.
I don't know what you want me to go with on that one, Josh.
Well, I mean, I was listening to it. I mean, obviously, the big tagline is that na-na-na-na. I mean, it's absolutely, I mean, oh, very childish of him just to call it a na-na. But if I just read you through some of the lyrics here, I mean, it starts with, they can't see, they can't talk, they can't feel, they can't walk. He's bloody nailed him.
No, he has described a banana right then.
He's absolutely to a T, mate. To an absolute T. So, mate, I mean, obviously, we're still just briefly talking about the devastation that is the Brisbane storm. I mean, for those of you, for our international listeners, just hashtag BNE Storm on Instagram. You can see all the devastation there, Zach. But I mean, like I said,
every storm that Brisbane's ever had,
and Photoshop everyone, storms.
Yeah,
and
everyone flips out when there's a little bit of rain or anything. I understand, you know. The storm we had over the week was pretty large. It was called a supercell.
Was it just?
Oh, yeah. One of the things I found amusing is, obviously, this area, Josh, must have got hit pretty hard. You can see that by the damage that, you know, just lays strewn through the streets.
I mean, just jump on our Facebook, Josh and Zachary Radio Show, and you can see the devastation firsthand.
But one description that keeps coming up, Josh, is golf ball-sized hailstones.
Oh, yeah, they love that. I don't know
what
why.
Are we right next to, Josh?
We're in an absolute bloody golf course, mate. I feel like that's why we've been so desensitized by the golf ball, quote unquote, golf ball sized hailstones that were hitting all around us in our residence.
How much would it ruin their game? They're playing a little round of golf. Next thing you know, just golf ball size.
It would have been like the golf players would have been playing, and then they thought, hang on, this golf course has a multi ball section? I knew we were taking our time around the golf course, but I didn't know they were trying to hurry us up. multi-ball. But I don't know. I mean, I heard all sorts of things. It was golf balls. It was tennis balls.
Oh.
Some were saying. I mean, it was completely, like I said, it hit our place hard. I mean, I opened up the fridge. Mate, hailstones in there as well, right in our freezer, right in the ice cube section. I mean, God, there was not a place they did not hit. I couldn't believe it, mate. I went down to the servo and I had to get some supplies, mate. We were out of power for a while and I thought, well, I'll grab some, you know, just some fresh water and stuff like that. You never know how long. I opened up one of the bloody freezers, mate, in the bags. There were just bags and bags of hail in the freezer.
I bet that twisty tied themselves in.
That twisty tied themselves in, mate. Oh, mate, like you said, it's a supercell.
We're dealing with smart hail.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's a supercell. So, mate, I mean, completely, like I said, I mean, jump on Facebook, Josh and Zachary Radio Show. You can see firsthand all the trees that are just... It's just a miracle that the studio didn't get hit, mate. Not to the listeners, obviously. They're Yip Yayin and Yahoo, and when we were off air for a brief couple of days there. But we're all back in action now.
No, mate, I believe it was entirely divine intervention.
You think?
You know, why is it a clear day today, Josh?
Oh.
So God may listen to his favourite radio show.
absolute humdinger, Zach.
I'll nip that right in the butt. I don't believe in God. It's clear because that's the way weather systems work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it sucks up all the water from the ocean and dumps it on our fair solid land.
People call this sort of thing for contract purposes and insurances and that. And I know in structural warranties in the building game, Josh, they classify a supercell such that we experienced as an act of God.
I would call it a dog act of God. It's a complete bloody dog act of God if ever I've heard one.
But you can't put God in a contract, can you? I mean, if the missus cheats on her husband or something... And then they bulldoze the house. You could go, well, that's an act of God.
Oh, well, yeah, he works in mysterious ways. I'll give him that.
He was working through your neighbour.
But, I mean, we've mentioned before to all our loyal listeners that we are moving to this is our temporary studio. So, I mean, heavens would have known we had to use a temporary studio if this place went under. But,
We'll be doing it from Glenn's basement.
Oh, we certainly will. Station manager Glenn, who's well on board, who is really taking the bull by the horns and trying to get us into this new studio. We get updates every week, and he's just, like you said, I think the last update was fingers crossed that it's before Christmas. I mean, so everyone, I mean, stick around for that. That'll be an absolute bloody treat getting into the new studio.
And Glenn is absolutely ripping his hair out.
Oh, he certainly
trying to get us into... We're taking bets on how bald he's going to be by the time we broadcast from the studio.
I'll be honest, when we came here, we saw all the trees torn down. I thought, nah, Glenn has lost it. I don't even think the storm hit this place. I think he just came and just started karate chopping branches in an act of fury. Talk about an act of God. But I think what the problem is, like I know he's working really hard. You and I both appreciate what he's doing, just trying to get us into the new studio. But I feel like he doesn't have the motivation, or I think he's kind of lacking a little bit of motivation because there's been so many...
Okay, hope he's not listening to this.
Believe me, I quickly amended what I was saying. I feel like he might be because there's so many things that have gone wrong.
You need something to lift his spirits.
Mate, an anthem. An absolute bloody anthem. I think I've got exactly that for him here. So, I mean, this is just from you and me, Zach, at the Josh and Zachary Show. Just a way to lift his spirits and help him kind of tackle it a little bit more and get us into this studio. So this, Glenn, this is for you.
There's a place that's been on my mind all the time, the new studio. Whoa. The air conditioning's broke, we need a change to a place so nice it's insane, the new studio. Whoa. If Glenn was to call us, we'd be there. We'd come running from anywhere. It's all we need in our life. It'd be so good if Glenn would say the word, the new studio. Glenn, please say the word, the new studio.
So I'm in right there, Zach.
So just Do we have any guests on the show today?
None that are furiously reefing their car around in a 180 degree. Let me just see. I mean, obviously the
you had some really weird auto tune going on, which I didn't understand. Like, I've never heard that before.
Mate, I refuse to use auto tune. You know that.
You've invented. I don't know what I was hearing, but it was like harmonies. I don't think they were in tune.
Oh, heavens no. I don't know how to get a harmony in tune whatsoever.
It's unique.
I mean, before you start calling the kettle black, mate, I mean, I think I've got a little treasure here that that you might have been singing a couple of weeks ago. So let's have a listen to your singing voice, shall we?
Get yourself to the Butterfly Lounge and find yourself a big baby. Big boy,
come on around. Nailed it, mate.
Yeah, that was good.
No auto tune on either one of those, so everyone can rest easy. Anyway, you're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Straight back after this. Charlie X, Break the Rules on the Josh and Zachary Show on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative.
We do not endorse his message, though, Josh. Obey the rules Charlie is what's X-E-X. Really cool.
Charlie XEX, Charlie with an I, mate. She's a girl.
Well, we don't endorse her message either, no. Josh.
Sorry, mate. I'm really sick today. I would say a hangover, but I haven't drank for 173 days. I might have to have you come over here and work the buttons at some point during the show.
Mate.
Since you're such a quote-unquote
if we want the
master
show,
of all things broadcasting, I think.
If we want the show to run at 100% efficiency, then yeah, I would agree that that's a good idea.
Hit the buttons, hit the ramps.
I think what you do is you mumble, you bumble, you fumble the buttons.
Yeah.
And it adds a human element.
It's hard to impersonate.
It's very hard to...
Some say the ramblings of a madman.
But what it does, Josh, is it adds a human element, and it goes, yes, we are flawed. We make mistakes just like you.
Yeah,
people can relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the people of Brisbane. I mean, how many mistakes a day do we all make?
He's tearing his hair out saying, is he doing the scat man or is he trying to lead into a song?
Look, I made a mistake today myself. I sat in a bottle of water.
Oh, see, it doesn't get any worse than that, does it, mate?
Now my ass is wet. Do you think I can get comfortable sitting here?
Oh, mate, I hardly bloody think so, mate. And if you do, write a pamphlet, mate. Because talk about a number one bestseller.
Knowing that my tuchus is more humid than the rest of my body should be.
Absolute nightmare situation to have.
Mate.
A wet undercarriage. just before we cut to some very lucrative commercials.
Yeah.
Zach,
if you've seen the studio, you know that the commercials aren't lucrative. I'm pretty sure we're giving away airtime to these sponsors.
I think they keep advertising it as being cheaper than a cup of coffee. I think maybe up that. I know it sounds good on paper, but let's up the price a little bit and see if we can start getting some revenue going.
I've noticed we keep stocked in bottles of bleach and cleaning materials, but no cloth. No cloth.
Just use your shirt, mate.
Just if ever we get cloth, this studio is going to be spick and span, Josh.
I mean, mate, the pants, the seat of your pants are already wet. You may as well just scooch all up and down the halls of the station. Maybe you can get some of the cleaning underway.
Look, if you listen to the ads and you think, hey, I've got a business that might sound good on the Switch 1197 studio airwaves, of course get in contact.
Definitely
with them.
Get in contact.
Mate, I need new rims on my car.
No, I need a new set of grills.
My rims have stopped spinning when I stop.
That's a nightmare.
They used to be dollar signs.
This is 1888. Well, before we get into, like we said, some very lucrative commercials, Zach, and producer Sarah, who joins us in the studio as always, I'll turn your mic on for this. That'll get your attention.
All right.
Thanksgiving, Zach and Sarah in America. It's a big, big holiday over there. Hasn't found its way across the pond to us yet.
If it had, what would you be thankful for, Josh?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be thankful for the god-awful headache, and I wouldn't be thankful for the fact that I feel like I'm going to throw up live on air, which would be absolutely killer radio. But
weird. Seems like the opposite of the answers that I wanted.
Well, the thing is, mate, what would I be thankful for, Zach? I would be thankful for the, just the lovely, the friends and family that I don't have any friends, and my family's less to be than desired. I really don't. I don't know, mate. What is this, an intervention? Are you
looking
to throw
mate.
Me off a bridge? You're thinking. You want me to say that I'll be thankful for the listeners?
I'm thankful to the listeners.
I'm
of
very,
Brisbane.
Very thankful to the listeners.
Without them, we'd still be here, but it would just be a lot more depressing.
We just have to call our mum. Hey, are you in the show? No, as usual, I didn't. I'm in Vanuatu, for God's sake. But they do the big. I mean, Thanksgiving over there, they do the big... They pardon the turkey. They pardon one lucky turkey from being sacrificed. Oh, the rest of them, they just march them straight into the oven. Get in there, you cheeky devil. Oh, I want to be pardoned as well. Not you, in there. You're not the good one. The one that gets pardoned is the first one to be eaten the next year anyway. I mean, he gets 1 year of...
he gets to watch his friends and family die, knowing that in 12 months' time...
It's all up. It's all
his
over.
His fate is sealed.
Well, Zach, I mean, the times, they are a-changing. I mean, you are... I mean, we don't like to bring it up too much, but I think we do it once a show. You're a vegan.
Yes.
Self-confessed vegan. Of course, producer Sarah is a vegan as well. Like I said, the times they are a-changing. A mayor of Seattle had pardoned a tofu turkey instead...
Tofurkey.
A tofurkey instead of your run-of-the-mill turkey, Zach, which is...
This has got to be a wind-up. He's got to have done that just to be a smartass.
They said tofurkeys, which I love that name, tofurkeys. That really, really gives you guys some credibility as human beings.
Switch, 1197.
Hey, calm down, mate. Who's that? Is that jumping in the studio and trying to pipe in with his...
Just reminding us where we are.
But tofurkeys in Seattle can breathe easy, even if real turkeys can't. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray pardoned a soybean-based roast. So there you go, guys. You guys can rest easy knowing that there's one left out there.
I'm confused.
One more turkey for you guys.
I'm very conflicted by this. I don't know. Sarah, do you feel like this is a win for vegans around the world?
We could just scream in my ears.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Oh. Anyway, go on.
I don't know. I think it's...
Because it acknowledges, you know, I guess a vegetarian product.
But now people think that we go around pardoning our fake meats. Mm.
Wasteful.
Exactly. You know.
Instead of all bloody vegans, it's pardoning their fake meats now.
I don't know. I don't think it's a win at all. Yeah, I think it's a piss take.
Well, mate, look at the picture. He's standing right there in front of a tofu turkey box. He's got a big grin on his face. Everyone's looking at him like he's made the biggest faux pas in Parliament history.
Sarah, I think he's making fun of us.
I think so.
It's a dead set wind up, guys. Anyway, you're listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. It's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a community group looking for...
Sarah, what is it time to do now?
It is
producer
time
Sarah
to call the winner of the storm damage.
I don't even know there was a competition going on.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would have been spruiking like crazy. Let's give him a call. On the Josh and Zachary show. Very loud.
Hello,
Tamika. This is Josh from the Josh and Zachary show on Switch 1197. You're on air. How are you?
I'm okay, hi.
We've just been looking at your storm damage pictures. Very tragic. I mean, how have you gone with the cleanup?
We've managed to... We cleaned up past 2 days. I went to work this overtime today, but we found out we can't get our window fixed for a month. There's not many people have come up.
All right, 3211-0197. If anyone has any ply board they can offer Tamika, we can get that over to you.
That would be really great. I'm waiting for a bit of a break-in now, I think.
Well, that's very tragic news, Zach. Tamika, but maybe we can help her out. Sarah, what have we got in the prize cupboard?
All right, we'll have a look at the cupboard. All right, Tamika, we've got some... Oh, we've got some Zupa Dupas, so that'll be good for the store damage.
I'm going to go towards the heat.
Good for the heat.
And you can make your own Technicolor hail. So, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And we can also give you $20. How does that sound?
Sounds fantastic.
Wonderful.
Anything helps.
Zupa Dupas, $20, and yeah, that's it.
I feel really bad. I'm going to throw in two DVDs as well
DVDs.
From the $2 shop collection.
Thank you.
So we can add that to your prize bundle, and Zach.
I'll throw in another 20.
Zach's going to throw in another 20.
Oh, thanks, guys.
That's $40, two DVDs, and...
A bag of Zupa Dupas.
The most important, Zupa Dupas.
There you go. That'll keep
you... Oh, you guys are going to make me cry.
That'll keep you cool in the summer, and the DVDs will keep you entertained.
And you'll be heavy in the wallet.
You're very heavy in the wallet. All right, well, thank you very much for getting involved.
Thank you.
See ya. There we go. Fine. She's very happy, isn't she?
Yeah, she was a treat to have on the radio.
Switch 1197. It basically brings us to the end of the show, Zach. But before I do, just a quick...